Hello and welcome back to the Everything Bagel podcast. This is Shelby.
And this is Emily. Guys, today we are doing crazy family stories.
Yeah. Yep. This is our first story episode, so I'm actually kind of excited.
Guys, we've been wanting to do a story episode for so long. I'm stoked.
Yes, me too.
Stoked. We're going to get some family drama out there.
Stoked.
So thanks to everyone who shared their stories. Appreciate it.
We do. We do. And for the future, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to send in a story. I mean, this one, I understand. It's like, oh, I probably don't want people knowing
about that. I know. This one's kind of hard. Mm-hmm. I want to do craziest dating stories in the future. Yes. So if you have a crazy dating story or dumbest thing a boy has said to you or embarrassing moment, send it to us.
But we just have a couple items of business.
Episode two
of House of the Dragon mm-hmm. came out. There were just a couple things that I'm like, what? Number one was when Alicent didn't hug Aegon. He was like in her rooms.
Oh.
And yeah. He was just bawling. And she just stares at him for the longest time and walks away, goes into her room, and sleeps with Sir Criston Cole. Sir Crispy Cole.
Krispy Kreme, Cole.
Ew.
Yeah, okay. I think that just showed how, like, cold-hearted she is.
Yeah.
She's become.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is sad, because she wasn't like that when she was younger.
I know.
Victim of her father's plans.
And then the other one, I, like, saw someone where they were like, this was a jump scare. We needed a warning for Aemond in the brothel. Like, him trying to figure out his emotions.
Oh, yeah.
When he was just curled up to the...
Harlots?
I don't know. And I was like, what is happening? I saw a meme where it was him in the brothel. And then the picture was Voldemort when he, like, was a baby. Like, freshly new little weird thing.
No way.
I hated that part. I was like, what is happening?
That was uncomfy.
Ew.
Okay, moving on. Do we want to do the things we scroll past and things that we never scroll past?
So I was listening. First of all, I love Maddie Murphy. She has the Bad Broadcast, and I was listening one of her recent episodes, and she did this prompt where she was saying things that she always skips on social media and things that she never skips on social media, and it was hilarious. I was, like, dying laughing, so we're going to do that. Should we start with things we always skip?
Sure.
Because that list for me isn't as long.
I always skip parenting videos. Which is so bad because I am a parent.
Gentle parenting.
But there's way too much information on parenting out there. And I'm just like, I can't deal with this.
I hate, okay.
Too much information.
I have some beef with that. I hate when parents will record their child having a temper tantrum.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not helping.
Yeah, I don't want to watch those videos. I always skip those.
And they're
for
like,
sure.
This is what you can do in this situation.
Or potty training videos. I'm like, you're recording your child going potty? That's awful. Who's, what? They're going to hate you. They're going to disown you when they're adults. That's so messed up.
Oh my gosh. But, yeah.
What do you always skip?
I always skip previous bachelors and bachelorettes.
Wait, what? Like they're making videos or videos about them?
Just, like, their videos. So, like, anything like Joey now, I'm like, you're irrelevant. Like,
okay.
I don't want to watch you anymore.
I get that. Do you follow Clayton?
No.
Oh,
ew,
my gosh. I actually really like him as a person, but you should. He's learning how to dance.
Oh, I've seen those. They're so
They always
bad.
Come up on my... I do follow him, though. I think he's a great guy.
No, he is not a great guy.
No, I think
he played those women.
Okay, hot take then. I guess it's a hot take now.
Yeah.
I think he's a good guy. He made some serious mistakes as Bachelor. Like, really bad mistakes. I don't know. I think he's deep down a good guy.
I don't think he could redeem himself even in my eyes.
That's okay. I understand. Okay, what else?
Do you have another one? Because I wrote down any dance videos. Unless they're like funny dance videos.
Okay, wait.
Or costumier.
I don't have the attention span to watch dance videos anymore. Well, wait, that's so true. I kind of skip a lot of dance videos.
The dance videos that come up, I'm just like, you look dumb. Like, I'm sorry, but you look dumb.
You are so critical of dancers. You are the most critical.
I just hate
TikTok dances. I'm like, they're better than I ever was. And you're like, they suck. I'm like, okay, so what does that make me?
Better than I ever was.
Okay, cool.
Okay, not like professional dancers, but like just regular people doing TikTok dances.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't even get those on my algorithm because I would never watch that.
Yeah, so, well, agree. And that's the thing. I like could hardly think of anything that I usually skip because my algorithm knows me so well that I don't even get things that I don't want to watch.
Same.
And I probably send you every single book video I ever look at.
Our algorithm is just books.
Yeah. Books and dogs.
And my algorithm is cooked, personally. It's like cringe videos, courtesy of my husband. What? Like cringe videos.
Cooked?
It's cooked. Like my algorithm is cooked. Like it's messed up.
I was like, what does cooked mean?
That sounds like, I don't know, some sort of new swear word.
Yeah, what? Ew. Okay. Do you have anything else you don't watch? Or you always skip?
No.
Okay, let's go to things we never skip. I have so many random things. One, and I know you like him too, is Italian Batch.
Oh, I love that guy.
He's so funny.
He is one of my favorite comedy creators right now. I like some of his, like, original gone viral videos. It's like when you go to your friend's house, but their mom opens the door.
Uh-huh.
Those are my favorite.
And he's so good at it. He's so good at being cringy but funny at the same time.
Oh, he's so funny.
I love it. What are some of yours?
I never skip a lawn mowing video.
I've never had one of those
satisfying
come up on my feed
to watch. It started on Facebook and now it has moved to my Instagram as well. It's so satisfying to see a lawn mowed that hasn't been mowed in like a year.
My equivalent to that is rug cleaning videos.
Yes.
I watch those from beginning to end.
Those are the best.
It is so satisfying to see what is going to show up and how clean they can get it and how many times they have to clean it.
The dirty water.
Ooh.
Coming out of it.
Ooh. Amazing. And then they like stomp on it and it's so satisfying because all of the dirt is coming out.
I have legitimately watched those videos and thought, how much money do they make? And could I do that as a career?
I know. It would be so satisfying. But also, how do those rugs get that dirty? Most of the rugs look like they're from like the 70s or the 80s. And I'm like, they have to have been outside for 50 years for them to look this dirty.
Either outside or they got some like moisture, so they got mold, or they're from a smoker's house.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Of course, I have to watch BookTok and Bookstagram
videos. Although it has become so overwhelming, I think sometimes I actually do skip the BookTalks.
Sometimes.
Because I'm like, I've probably heard this before.
Yeah. What's your favorite BookTok reel or TikTok? Like meme, I guess.
I like any crossover between The Office and Sarah J. Maas books. Those are the best. But the one we talked about on our last episode, which is the scene from Crazy Stupid Love in Book Talk, mm-hmm. which is my favorite right now because that movie is one of my favorite mm-hmm. movies.
My favorite is always the Cassian memes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he, just his character, you can make so many memes, especially yes. with all the Bat Boys,
or
too.
Like Cassian training the Valkyries. Those videos are the best.
Oh, so funny. Anything else? I always watch dog videos and send them to Abe. I love dog videos.
Let's get into our stories.
Okay, crazy family stories.
So, Emily, you don't really have any of yourself, right?
No, I couldn't really find any from my immediate family that involves me.
I have a couple. Two of them aren't, like, dramatic stories, but one of them is actually kind of a crazy family story. I'm going to say it, and then I'll explain it. So, it's confusing. My dad dated my mom's fiance's sister in high school.
Whoa.
So, in high school, so the man... Okay, how can I explain this? My mom is engaged to her fiance, okay? Right. And his sister dated my dad in high school.
Whoa.
And they didn't find that out until, like, a couple years after dating.
But did your mom not marry that guy?
No, it's who she's engaged to.
Oh, her current fiance.
Yes.
Oh, I was thinking you were saying, like, she was engaged to somebody before she met your dad.
No, her current fiance.
Oh, what?
Isn't that crazy?
What the heck?
So, his sister dated my dad.
Wild.
I know. So random. Very, very small world. Anybody from Utah or Idaho? Really, Idaho? I feel like everybody knows. Everybody.
Wait, I just thought of something along those lines. Remember when your mom set up my mom and then they turned out to be cousins?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Okay, but they were like third cousins.
So that doesn't really count.
But still. Only in Utah.
I have two more stories. They're not like dramatic family stories, but they're funny. So one of them, I can't remember how old I was, but I was a teenager. I was in high school. So I was old enough to babysit, obviously, but not like super old. And so I was babysitting my sister's kids. And at this point, she had three kids. And they were all for sure under the age of 10, if not under the age of like 7, probably. I don't remember exactly how old all of them were. And so I was babysitting them. One of them kept trying to, like, escape, like, just leave the house. So I had to lock all of the doors so that she would stop leaving the house. And so, number one, all of the doors are locked to the outside. Mm-hmm. And we're doing our thing, playing, whatever. We're all in this one bedroom. I have my phone, like, on the floor. I have some music playing because we're having fun. And then all of a sudden, the oldest child decides to grab my phone, throw it out the door, and then lock us in the bedroom. Because Wait. the locks were backwards.
Oh, great.
And so she locked us in, and thank goodness we were all in there, because I think the youngest was like 1.5.
Right.
And at that,
you need to watch them.
Yes. Yeah. Like, you have to be with them. But at that age, she honestly probably would have just sat on the couch the whole time, because that's just how she was at that point.
She was chill.
Yeah. And so I was, like, so grateful that they were all in the bedroom with me, and I could hear my phone, like, the music on my phone stop playing every now and then, because my mom and my sister were trying to call me.
Oh my gosh.
And they were so scared. Like, they were so nervous because...
Were they trying to get in?
I wasn't answering the phone. They were trying to get in the house. And so whenever I heard my phone go silent, we would yell out the window, "Help! Help us! Oh, we're stuck!" And my sister didn't have a house key.
Oh.
And there wasn't a code or anything, so they couldn't get in. So they had to get a ladder from the neighbor's house to climb up to the window. We had to take the screen out of the window. And then my sister had to come up, pick the lock with a bobby pin, and let us out.
Oh, shoot.
And I seriously, like, just sat in the corner and wanted to start crying. I think I did start crying at one point.
That's
because
stressful.
We were in there for multiple hours.
Okay, wait. This actually reminds me of a story that my mom told me. When she was pregnant with my older brother, so that she just had two kids. Mm-hmm. And they hired a babysitter to go to a ball game. And she told her, she left the key, the house keys on the counter and was like, you can take the kids to the park. So the babysitter took the kids to the park. This is before cell phones and all that. She got back to the house, had locked the door, but had locked herself out of the house. So she went to a neighbor's house. The neighbor let them in and they just sat in this neighbor's living room for like 5 hours. And this guy was kind of creepy. Like, he just sat there watching TV. He didn't give them food. He didn't, like, they just played board games.
He didn't offer them drinks or anything.
No, he didn't give them any water, no food. He just sat there on the couch, what? Watching them for 5 hours with the babysitter there. And my parents got home. The house was dark. No one was there. They started freaking out. They actually had to call the police because they couldn't find the kids or the babysitter. And why didn't the babysitter leave a note? Why didn't the neighbor leave a note? Why didn't anybody try to, like, leave a note? And they thought that this neighbor was out of town, so they didn't go to this particular neighbor. They knocked on all the other neighbors' doors. This is, like, 11 p.m. at night with, like, a 3-year-old and a 4-year-old.
What?
And
that's scary.
They called the police, but they finally decided to knock on this neighbor's door, even though they thought they were out of town. And turns out the wife had gone out of town with the kids, but not the husband. So they were there with the husband. And yeah, so that was scary. Probably the scariest moment of my mom's life.
Yeah, how old was she? Did you say that?
Oh, my mom was pregnant with my older brother.
Oh, okay.
So she was pregnant with her third kid.
So a little bit older, but still, that would freak me out.
Yeah. So scary.
Yeah.
I mean, all the neighbors were out looking, and the cops were there and everything. Anyways.
Ugh, I've never
had. Tell your other story.
I've never had an experience like that. Okay. So, this one was from my mom, but she was like, you have to tell this story. It's so funny. And it's kind of embarrassing on my part because it's about me.
Okay,
so,
good.
In our household, growing up, at least for me, whenever a kid would like ask any questions about the birds and the bees, my parents would have us watch The Miracle of Life and then we would have a talk about it. And The Miracle of Life is just like a film from conception to having a baby, just the whole, every detail of it. At this point, I think I was like 6. I was like 6 years old. And I thought it was so fascinating, like so cool. And I loved it. Like I was obsessed with it. And then a couple days later, my aunt and my uncle, which is my mom's youngest brother, they came over just to, I don't even know why they were over, just to spend time, maybe grab something, whatever. We were all sitting in the living room and I just decided to tell them everything about what I just learned.
Like, you're like, hey, guess what? Do you want to know how a baby is made?
No, literally, that's what I said. I was like, do you guys know how a baby is made?
Oh my gosh.
And they were like, yeah, I think so. And then I was like, so this and this and just went off.
Let me break it down for you.
Yes, for so long. And they were probably so uncomfortable and just like, they probably wanted to laugh out loud the whole time, but they couldn't because I was like so serious about it and like, this is the coolest thing I have ever heard.
I mean, you weren't wrong.
Yeah, it is cool. And
the miracle of life is very fascinating.
It is. So I think that's when my fascination with childbirth and pregnancy and everything started.
You could do it.
Yeah. I am. I could do it. I could experience it personally. Just haven't yet. We're practicing. Okay. Let's get into stories from other people.
Okay.
am I going first? Yeah. Okay. So,
Let's do it. I was 3 months into marriage, and I went on my first big family vacation with my husband's side of the family. While on vacation, my sister-in-law was pregnant and deciding on baby names. She really liked this one name that is a family name, but she was hesitant to use the family name because they have a cousin on the other side of the family with that same name. I decided to use reverse psychology, even though I didn't want to use the name. And she snapped back, so she like used reverse psychology to be like, hey, I'm gonna use that name, like I want that name for our first child or whatever. And then the sister-in-law snapped back and said, no, you can't do that, you're not even a part of the family, you can't take the family name. Oh, I was snap. Very offended by this response and cried when I got back to our room.
Wait, so this person, they weren't even going to use the family name, but they said that they were. Yeah. And this other member of the family was like, you're not even a part of our family.
Yeah, but like she married into the family.
Right. So the child would be blood.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she was like very hurt. Like, I am a part of the family. I could, like, I have just as much right to use the name as you do, you know, but she just said that to get her to finally decide I actually do want to use that name. Like, you can't take it, I'm claiming it, you know. But I think it's just good to not share the names you're using until never you have share. The child. Because people will take it.
Yeah, no, that's true. Okay, my turn. This I think I can say who this story is about. This is something that happened to my father-in-law. So when he was in eighth grade, the girl sitting in front of him in class turned around and was like, hey, did you know my mom used to be married to your dad? Just so out of left field.
Like in elementary school, you said?
Eighth grade.
Oh, eighth grade.
Just so out of left field. And he was like, huh?
Just while they're in math class?
Yeah, just out of the blue, totally. Did you know my mom used to be married to your dad?
That is so funny. Yeah.
I think he knew that his dad had been married before, but he did not know that information.
That's hilarious. That's such a little kid thing to say. Kids
have just no so filter. Matter of fact.
Yeah.
By the way,
like this, that's it. We used to be siblings.
I know, basically. That story was really short. Okay, tell yours next.
Okay. I have two kind of shorter ones. Should I say both of them in a row? Yeah. Okay, so one time my parents left my oldest sister in charge to babysit when she was 7 and the neighbors were over. Another sibling was 5 and I was 3. When the parents came home, all the kids were naked, running around with feathers in their butts. They were playing cowboys and Indians and didn't have anywhere to put their feathers.
Oh.
Could you imagine coming home as that parent?
Oh my gosh.
Just all of them are butt naked with feathers in their butts.
With the neighbor kids.
Yes. Okay, my other one that's a little bit short. My mom and dad grew up with twins in their high school. Since DNA testing came out, they found out that each twin had a different dad. So what happened is the mother would have had to have sex with two different men the same day and got pregnant with both the boys, and it created a huge uproar in the family.
What?
And I'm like, how is that even possible?
That's not what
I don't know.
I'm sorry,
but so there were two twins, like I guess fraternal twins or whatever.
That's possible.
I don't that's what I was wondering, but I guess it is because they did DNA testing and
they had two different dads.
Yes.
No way.
Isn't that crazy?
That's wild.
Oh, so crazy. But when I heard that, I was like, wait, that works? Because I guess like if you have multiple eggs drop and like if you sleep with two men in the same day, they can get fertilized.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, you go.
Okay, I have a story that somebody wrote, or they sent in. So I'm just going to read it exactly how they wrote it from their point of view. Okay, so I did a lot of fighting growing up, like fist fighting. It was totally normal part of my childhood experience, which was fun because the only person in the neighborhood who I was taller than was a kid who was a little person who lived two streets over. Problem with that was because his arms didn't grow, he had a lot more compact muscle than my skinny butt. Anyway, that's a story for another day. This story is about me and my sister and family night. I don't remember exactly what age I was, but we'll say I was 8. My older sister and I loved to fight. I knew not to push my luck with her too far because she was 3 years older than me, and by the time she was 11, she was already 5'8". So she was literally twice my size.
When she's 11? Oh.
Yeah, this person has a very tall family.
Holy, that is so tall at 11 years old.
Yeah.
That girl must have had some growth spurt pain for sure.
So she was literally twice my size. Our fighting was mostly pretty innocent wrestling stuff where I'd try as hard as I could to win and she'd win by squishing me. It was pretty constant, but didn't escalate until this one family night. It started like any other family night, with all 8 of us trying to have a formal discussion sitting next to each other on our 2 family couches, which of course led to she and I jockeying for space, and intentionally too close sit down on the couch rebutted with an elbow to the ribs and a demand to scoot over followed by the customary squeal and exaggerated claims about how I just elbowed her in the ribs so hard, but this time it was, as often was for my father, the final straw. If I had a piece of straw for every final straw that man had, the first little pig could have built a fortress no wolf could blow down. The storytelling in this story writing is so good.
Storytelling.
Anyway, it was the final straw, and he declared that he was sick of the constant fighting. Quote, "It would end now," he bellowed. "Stand up and fight it out." That's the dad. Initially, we were shocked. We thought it was one of those over-exaggerated things he would say to make a point. Okay, fine, we'll stop fighting. Sorry, Dad. But no apologies this time, as he was totally serious. He said, "You two are going to fight and figure out this crap once and for all." The look on his face. Yeah, exactly. His face told us he was serious, so somehow I found myself in the oddest MMA ring you could imagine, surrounded by my family, and there I was, all 4 foot nothing of me, bouncing around my living room like a professional fighter trying to hype myself up to actually fight this girl, my sister, who was twice my size and clearly has no interest in actually fighting. My mom is crying, "No, please don't make them fight. This is ridiculous. Please stop." But my dad insists, "Come on, you wanted to fight, so fight." I don't remember who struck first. Maybe she pushed me and said something to my dad like, "Come on, this isn't even fair to him. He's so little, I'm going to crush him." Whatever it was, I found the motivation to throw a punch, a real hard as I could punch right to her mouth. She looked annoyed, a little amused even, which only fueled the rising anger I needed to win this fight. I was jumping off the floor now, swinging as hard as I possibly could, landing face shot after face shot. Until it finally happened, I landed my blow right in the teeth, and now she was bleeding. I had actually drawn blood. Oh no. But it wasn't the victory I'd hoped it would be. Instead of a big crying girl who now had a bloody mouth, she became a great big angry thing. There were no more rules for her, no more protecting this little annoyance swatting at her face. I was an equal now, and she was going to defend herself. The next part happened very quickly. She grabbed my shoulders, spun me around so I was in the corner of the room, reared back her leg, and she delivered a full-powered knee that landed true right under my little kid nuts.
Oh, oh, no.
Just like that, the fight was over. The giant had won. David did not slay Goliath.
Oh.
My dad was content. My mom was inconsolable. My siblings were in shock, and I was on the floor in the corner. I have never experienced pain like that. I don't know how long I was on the floor by myself, but eventually I gathered myself enough to get to the bathroom to investigate the trauma. What happened next became a running joke for years in my family. Alone in the bathroom, I discovered that somehow that blunt force trauma to my special parts had actually drawn blood. My balls were bleeding.
Oh no!
There would be no doctor involvement, no diagnosis, only a little kid who eventually walked out of the bathroom with his ball bleeding.
Is he okay now? Can he have children? Oh my gosh.
He has had lots of children.
Okay, good.
Don't worry. When I announced to these 7 people I had to live with every day of my life that my sister had in fact drawn blood, I only remember the hand over face laughter and snickering. No apologies, no sorry buddies, just an ice pack to sit on for a while and a firm resolution that I would never fight with my sister during family night again. My dad was ultimately right. We figured it out and learned my lesson. Next time my older sister wanted to sit too close, it's better to get off the couch.
Lesson learned.
So
wow, that reminds me, my grandpa would always have I guess my uncles like wrestle each other to figure out their issues, and it honestly,
I've known a few families like
that. It's a good way to just kind of work things out, get rid of some aggression and energy, and they learn their lesson.
Totally. But I don't know, this story that's a little far.
That is
like once you're starting to actually draw blood.
Yeah, it's like okay, I would
probably make my kids stop.
Yeah, like please, like, don't get blood on the carpet.
Also, I feel like maybe he should have seen a doctor.
Yeah, they didn't
take, and they just laughed at him. That's kind of messed up, I'm not gonna lie.
That is messed up. Maybe they didn't have health insurance. Should have thought about that before you had your children fight each other.
Yeah, it's actually kind of sad.
Poor the guy. Giant.
Poor guy.
The fact that he called her a giant. How old was he again? She was 11 and he was...
like 8-ish.
Hmm.
And so...
That's hilarious.
That is, what a good... That's pretty crazy.
Good storyteller. Love that.
Yeah. Great storytelling. Thank you for sending that in.
Yes. Okay. I have 2 more. Okay, my next one... I just need to kind of explain some things and then I'll go into the story. So... This couple, they're married, they have 1 child, they're pregnant with their next, and they're basically living with their in-laws, not like in the same house, because right now they're living on the same land, but they built a giant garage and they each live in RVs. So they each have their own RV, but they're in like the same area, so they basically live in the same house. So the other day I went to make cookies and I looked in my cabinet and my brown sugar was gone. I go next door and ask my mother-in-law, hey, do you have any brown sugar? I don't know where mine went. Knowing sure as hell she took mine, she hands me my bag of brown sugar and goes, I just bought this, but here you go. It was half empty, and it was mine, and it was wrapped in the rubber band I put on it.
Oh my gosh.
It's like, the audacity.
Yeah, and then why lie about it?
I know.
It's not that hard to be like, oh my gosh, I had to borrow it, I'm so sorry, you can have it back now.
Yeah, like, or just like, let her know, hey, I borrowed your brown sugar, if you like need it, come grab it, you know?
Yeah, I would still be like, oh, okay, you just took it, but whatever.
But the lies... Oh, yeah, I just bought this.
Okay.
But here's your rubber band on it, and it's half gone.
All right. I'm sorry to everyone out there who has a hard relationship with their mother-in-law.
Yeah, same. We both have great mother-in-laws. Yeah,
we're blessed, for sure.
We are blessed. Love a good mother-in-law. That would be a fun story episode.
Or
in-laws.
Monster-in-laws.
Yes, there's probably so many... crazy in-law stories. Okay, you go next.
Okay, the last story that I have is about somebody that we know. So this is kind of like a family drama type of story. So this person we know, he's 30 years old and he's never met his dad. So his parents had him out of wedlock, and once his mom was pregnant, the dad basically just said, I'm out. I don't want anything to do with this. I don't know if he was like had a very strict family who frowned upon having a baby before marriage. I don't really know. For whatever reason, he just didn't want anything to do with the child. And obviously that was 30 years ago. And this person... lives, he knows who his dad is, he knows the name, he's tried to reach out for years for a relationship, and the dad still, he won't even talk to him, he's blocked him on every type of social media, he has like a wife and kids of his own. The craziest part of the story to me is the dad lives about 10 minutes away. What? He lives in the neighboring town.
Yeah.
And this person knows names of his family members, and he still, to this day, him and none of his kids, like, will talk to him.
Well, hit. The so person he just that we denies. Know.
Yeah, and so it's kind of like, well, is he hiding this from his family? Do his kids even know that they have a half-brother? Like, do you think that they know? The dad's brother does have somewhat of a relationship to this person. And because of that, the family has disowned the brother for talking to the son.
What?
Like, just like why?
Disownment on every level.
Yeah. And
when the brother's trying to do the right thing and the dad should, like, own up to what he did. It's like, yeah. That's your consequence.
You'd think, okay, you would think, even if it had been, like, frowned upon by his family back then, after 30 years,
should be over it, you know? Like, you this should happened.
Be able to be like, yep, I had a kid 30 years ago. Like, what? Who's gonna...
Like, it's really not that big of a deal.
Yeah. And recently, this person decided to reach out to one of the daughters, so his half-sister, like, on Instagram. And she never responded. I don't know if she didn't see the message or if she didn't... Anyways.
That is crazy.
He hasn't heard anything from any of the family members. Just complete radio silence. And he's not able to view, like, the dad's Facebook profile or anything.
So he's, like, blocked.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But I can see it all.
So you show him. You're like, yeah. Hey, yeah. This happened.
I can stalk them. But they're all, like, private.
That is crazy. Yeah. But I guess when you're in a situation like that, like if you're adopted or a situation like this, you never know what's going to happen. Like, you never know what your biological parents are going to be like, if they're going to accept you, and you can always just hope for the best. But I feel like stuff like this probably happens more than you think.
Yeah.
Which is so sad.
Yeah, it is sad. And to me, it doesn't make sense because, first of all, the child is innocent.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, the dad isn't like some psycho drug addict.
Yeah.
He literally has a wife and kids at home.
Mm-hmm.
His kids are older. Like, at least one of the daughters is married. And they all live so close. They literally live in, like, basically the same town.
Oh my gosh. That is crazy.
And I'm like, I just want to run into them once.
Yeah. Hey! Why aren't you accepting your son?
I just want to know if the family knows or if he's hidden it. I don't know. It's just weird. I just don't get it.
I don't either. It's like, just own up. Own up to what you've done. Accept it. That's horrible. That's so sad. Especially because he probably wanted to learn more about himself and his family and where he comes from.
And he's tried to reach out to his dad before, even just for, like, medical history. Mm. Like, hey, does this run in the family? And he won't even talk to him about that.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Absolutely no contact whatsoever.
Jeez. Why? That makes me so mad. I don't get it. Okay. Should I say my last one?
Yeah.
So this one is, like, kind of through some texts. I just have, like, bullet points here explaining the story. So let's call them Sabrina, which is the niece, and Lindsay, the aunt. Sabrina sends Lindsay her one-year-old birthday party invitation. Lindsay responds, LOL, we'll be there, but just so you know, I'm doing that same theme and already bought stuff for it. Sabrina replies, okay,
Lindsay, no one cares.
Yeah, what? Like, rude, first of all. Be, like, excited. Not just straight out of the gun. Rude.
Anyway, Sabrina replies, awesome. It's such a cute theme. So many things you can do with it. Then Lindsay goes on to explain how she told Sabrina about her daughter's one-year-old birthday party the last time they were together. Sabrina doesn't remember that conversation and tells her aunt she must be confusing her with someone else. It's like, I don't even remember what I had for breakfast. I'm not going to remember a conversation from months ago, yeah. You know? Then Lindsay replies with, actually, you have it confused. I'm telling you exactly how the conversation went and what you told me. I've had it planned for months because I'm a planner. I don't know if you lied about the theme you were using or if you just liked my theme better and decided to steal it, but that's how it went. I'll just make sure not to tell you in the future what I'm doing for my kids' birthdays so that I don't get screwed over again. I'm not trying to be rude, but I'm pretty taken back that you decided to respond the way you did rather than just take ownership. Sabrina responds with, I apologize for the confusion. I just got the idea from Pinterest.
Bro, this is just, this story is wild. Like,
it's like,
who literally cares?
No.
And by the way, I know you left out details just to protect the identities, but the theme is adorable. Yes. But it's not anything super unique.
No, it's like,
it's like pretty basic, like cute 1-year-old birthday party.
Yeah.
Like super, yeah. Hello? Like, Lindsay, come on, girl. She's psycho. She's literally psycho. I
mean, like, why? Like, this, she's going through something right now. Like, she needs a little bit of help here. Why are you so upset about your 1-year-old birthday
what's
party?
What's funny is Lindsay probably got the idea off of Pinterest, too, which means a million other people have used this same exact idea.
Exactly.
So who cares that your niece is using it?
And it's like, let's just help each other out, you know? Mom life isn't easy. We can help each other out, use each other's decor, even.
Yeah, exactly.
Help each other decorate, get ideas.
That is, like, the epitome of petty. Like, what?
Yeah.
People are dying, Lindsay.
Oh, that is horrible.
No one cares.
Literally, though.
Okay. My friend told me a story the other day. And I was actually dying. She said that she has an aunt who got a boob job.
Oh no.
And then her best friend or her friend like wanted to see it. So she showed her the boob job. And then she just like kept asking to see it.
Oh, what? Hey, I want to get a boob job. Can I see your boobs again?
Wait, I need to see it one more time.
Wait. That wasn't long enough. Can I touch them?
Literally, it turned into a lesbian affair. She was married to a man. And she started having an affair with this friend. No. Because she just wanted to see her boob job. And then, like, they ended things years ago. And they thought it was all over. And then recently, the mom started bringing back her friend to, like, family events and stuff, and they all just thought they were friends. But I guess they're having an affair again.
Oh, no. That is horrible.
Don't show your friends
your boob jobs. Don't look at your friend's boob jobs.
Shelby, if you ever say, can I see it? No.
That is so wild to me. Like, that is the most unhinged story I've ever heard.
That's so bad. One thing leads to another. Well, that was fun. If you guys have ideas for story episodes, please send us your ideas.
We want to do
with
more.
A story. I love hearing your guys' stories.
Yes.
So send them in. Text us, DM us. You can DM us at eb.pod. We also have a TikTok, same handle, eb.pod. Give us a follow. Very,
yes.
Very unhinged on TikTok, but
it's us.
Yeah. You know, some I heard through the grapevine that somebody thought one of our posts was cringe. And I was like, I literally do not care.
Wait, I want to know. What post was it? Who said this?
Our Bridgerton post. The cute one. I was like, guess what? I couldn't care less.
Like, of us dancing?
No, just the picture.
Oh, what? They thought it was cringy? We were going all out.
Yeah.
Like, excuse me for living life to the fullest.
So,
excuse me for living.
I don't know. The opinion of this person just is of little consequence to me. Yeah, that's I just thought it was funny because also, like, we make fun of ourselves all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, like, I'm like, we've warned you guys.
Yeah.
That first of all, we sound stupid and that we are unhinged on our social media and we don't give a crap.
No. We have, that was another thing that Maddie Murphy said in her podcast is, there needs to be more women with delusional confidence is I think what she said.
I love that.
And that is Emily. That's and us. I we just have delusional confidence and we're just having fun, you know, just we can have fun.
I've loved this podcast, guys.
It's so fun.
It's an outlet so we can finally stop annoying the rest of our friends about books and shows.
I think I annoy people more now, because I'm like, what part are you at? What have you seen? What have you what's happened? Go listen to our podcast now.
Yeah, you know what, that was delusional of me to think that just because we have a podcast we've stopped bugging people.
Yeah.
Oh, silly me.
Yeah, silly you. It hasn't slowed down in the slightest.
Not even a little bit.
Although us talking about ACOTAR with each other has slowed down a little bit because now we're talking about Throne of Glass.
I just choked on my pretzel. Oh, no. If you haven't read Throne of Glass, can you just pick it up? You can borrow my book set if y'all need.
Same. I have one too. You can have two books at the same time. Anyway, send us your story ideas. Send us your stories. We love to hear from you guys. Give us a rating and review. Like and subscribe. Why? Why is that a thing now?
Like and subscribe.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you.